Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh no. You're doing Golem.
All right. Golem. So, Lank and the cat take 23 bludgeoning damage.
Oh no.
23?
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Can
that
I?
That means a pancake cat.
I should. Fuck. Well, Lank is out.
You're out. Huh?
Can I use my ready to action to try to get between the golem and the cat? If I'm gonna get smashed anyway, like.
Unfortunately, that was not your action that you had readied.
That's right.
And so, Lank, you said you're out. You're out of hit points. You're unconscious. Lank collapses, and the cat is crushed.
Oh.
Absolutely crushed.
Oh no.
Oh, Rafina is mad.
Rafina, you hear just a single shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I won't go into detail on this one, but there's a reason I'm not, because it would be, in terms of the amount of damage that Kat took versus how many hit points it has.
Oh.
Yeah.
Meh.
That's the saddest death that we've had so far.
I hate this game.
So you guys thought I was being all cheap with all the little kid stuff?
I'm hanging up.
Oh, I guess there were a lot of kids that died
and
other people.
That's what I'm saying.
The cat,
like,
we knew
I was actually, I was pulling punches.
Oh no.
All right, everybody look at roll 20.
Oh God.
What? No. I'm mad.
Oh, that was sad.
He just made the icon disappear. What an asshole.
And he made us look? I'm glad it took me so long to get there. You
yep.
jerk.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, stupid. Oh, no.
More room on Steed.
I'm going to punch you, too.
Batwhack's a dog person.
I am. From now on. If I am ever readying an action, it will be to protect a cat.
Save the cat.
I ready an action. Protect the cat.
There's no cat around.
I am perpetually readying an action to protect the cat, whatever cat there may be.
Oh.
Well, you're going to also set a watch, right?
I'm also going to... Well, I'm dead, but...
I hate everything.
Oh no. Now we're all sad. We can't do anything. Don't expect us to say anything.
I don't know.
Anything.
Let's see.
Everyone is
it's
sad.
Rafina's turn.
I'm going to bed, guys.
Yep. See?
This golem just squashed your cat right in front of you.
I'm so freaking mad. I don't even remember what weapons I have, but I want to throw all of them at him.
How many turns into the
You pull out a cutlass, you throw it at him.
Yeah.
You pull out a throwing star, you throw it at him. You pull out an Uzi, you throw it at him.
I'm going to throw my whole freaking terrarium at him.
Yeah, go.
I would, but it's made out of glass.
It might hurt him.
Oh, I'm so mad.
What are you going to do about it?
Don't provoke me, DM.
Too late.
Yeah,
that happened
pretty much what you
on
want.
The golem's turn.
Yeah, I know. All right. Is it really my turn? I feel like I just did.
It is your turn.
Okay. Because you kept forgetting Bathwack last time, remember?
I don't remember that.
Really?
Was it in the recap? It didn't happen.
All right. God bless it.
She's hard to hear that.
I can't even
and
freaking...
there's like a dice rolling somewhere.
Man.
Who's rolling
sorry.
Dice nervously?
Oh! That's
Anytime a cat dies, it gets really fidgety.
Aww. I like how you're trying to make light of this, but this is a bummer, man.
I'm not making light of anything.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Well, I make light of everything, so I'm not specifically making light of this.
Okay, I'm... Oh, God. I really don't want to... be too stupid here.
How many turns until Exathander comes back?
4 rounds. Almost 3.
Shit. All right. This is going to probably be... All right, fine. This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Still? Okay, here I go.
I can't hear you.
You freaking thing. And that's the spell for me to say you freaking thing. And it's I'm going to cast blindness slash deafness on it as long as it doesn't save on a constitution saving throw.
Okay. So, with the emotion that you have behind it, it has it would have had disadvantage on the throw, but since it has advantage on it, it cancels out. So it just...
Wait, why does it have advantage on it?
It would normally have advantage because it has advantage against all saving throws
against spells. Okay.
But your raw power and emotion behind it sort of overcomes that, so... All right. And you said constitution?
Yep.
That fails.
Take that, you jackass. All right, so he's going to be blind.
Okay. Got it.
Each of its turns, at the end of each of its turns, it can make a constitution saving throw.
Got it. Okay.
I can also target one additional creature, but there aren't any left.
You could target...
Wait, we don't have a...
To not see your cat.
We don't have any skulls left, right? I'm right about that, right? Yeah, they're gone.
Right. Okay. Do you move? Do you get on the horse? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm getting on the horse.
Okay. Alrighty.
I'm scooping up the cat into a cardboard box and putting it into my terrarium.
Understood.
I'm not sure. Given the description, I'm not sure there's anything left.
Well, it's
scooping
all in one
is
spot.
The right word.
Yeah,
scooping is the right word. Oh, Eric! Hey!
No.
Greg mentioned it!
Decanting.
I wasn't going to say anything!
Decanting!
Besides, if you...
Does anybody have a centrifuge?
Oh, no!
If you quickly take a look at the chat, you'll see that that's not what happened.
Oh, what is it?
Once it loads.
Oh, I love it.
Miraculously, at the last second, Lang caught himself between the cat and Harm's way.
Oh, I still hate everything, but that was funny.
So, Rafina took her turn, and it is Will's turn.
So, because it's so blizzardy, can I even see that those people just ran back inside? Bad,
yes.
Black, and Nick.
Yes.
I can see that they ran back inside.
I'm just saying, if you're just like trying to run away from the temple, like... full tilt, you might find yourself in trouble.
And if I yell from the distance where I am now, would they be able to hear me?
You don't know. It's very hard for you. You can't hear them.
What was that scary noise?
Probably a kid dropping
Eric,
something.
Eric, what was that scary noise? Is it the...
Another light bulb.
Another light bulb.
I was going to make a different joke
that
would be meaner.
Oh, shut up, you jerk. There's a ghost in that show and it scares the shit out of me. I know what you're going
to
say! And it's so scary!
I don't even
have to
say it.
You have to go look now. Go! You have to go look.
What if I come in wearing a bowler
hat? I'm going to kill you. It's so creepy, you guys. I love horror.
Oh, I wish I had a bowler hat. I would totally go wear it right now.
I'm going to punch you right in the butthole.
Climb in the window or something.
It's this scary ghost, you guys. Okay, picture this ghost.
It's just a very odd place to punch someone. Anyway, yes.
It's this ghost. So this little boy is like really scared. Like he's hiding under the bed and he sees this ghost. It's tall, like an extraordinarily tall person with a trench coat, like a tweed kind of trench coat with this cane. And as you look, he's floating like 6 inches off the ground and he pulls himself forward with a cane. He just floats. He doesn't fucking bob up and down or anything, just creepily floats. And he's looking for his bowler hat and he finally gets the fuck. It's just, it doesn't do it justice. I can't, it's so weird, and I've seen so many scary movies. I've seen so many ghost movies. Oh my god! He came in with a wizard hat on. All right. So if I yell, I mean, that's what I'm going to be yelling to be like, "Where did everyone go?" That kind of thing. That like Nick, where you know? I don't know if they can hear me, but I'm going to be doing that. And then I guess I will. I was going to head to this further away statue, but now I'm going to go to this slightly closer one.
Okay.
And see if I can peek around to see if I can see where everyone went.
All right. Well, the statue is like 15 feet away from the entrance, so you would not be able to do both.
All right. Well, I can't even make it to the entrance now anyway, so I'm going to just... That's my turn now.
Remember, you could run... If you could move...
1, 2, 3, 4... Oh, I can peek around.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to go and just peek around the corner and then take my last couple squares and tuck myself in by the statue as far in as I can.
Okay.
And then have Bernard...
When you peek, you see Nick, and then you see Bathwack and Rafina on Steed. That's what you see when you look down the hallway, and you don't see Lank.
Do they look like they are faced like they're coming out, or they they're fighting something? So what is the snow level here? Can I clear a space in this area to cast Bonfire?
Yeah, especially with Bernard's help.
Okay, so basically tucking myself in here, clearing a space enough of snow with my feet, because my hands are freezing, and casting Bonfire next to the statue and trying to warm myself for now until I can figure out what's going on.
Okay, cool. Willis huddled over his trash barrel fire.
Right, yes.
All right. And Bathwack, it is your turn. Rafina is on Steed with you. Your buddy Lank is laying on the ground unconscious at Steed's hooves.
Bathwack's thinking, this is my revenge for that time he beat me up, like, 14 years ago.
You're muted, Abby. If you're trying to talk to us, I can't tell.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, I'm not muted anymore. But he isn't muted, but I can hear him talking, but you can't.
Oh.
Solve it!
Solve it.
I'm thinking of Spaceballs with, do something!
Still can't.
Oh, can you hear me now? Dad?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, I somehow muted my...
Oh, your little headset switch or something, yeah.
Is it, I was asking if it was an action to pull Lank onto my horse. Or is it my movement?
You would be able to do what you need to, because you, since he, if you're looking to also move with Steed, he has his movement.
Yeah.
So you could, dismounting is nothing. I don't think you could pull him up from on the horse, but you could dismount, use your action to put him on the horse, and then mount. So yes, you could accomplish that.
I was hoping that while I guess I can't, I wanted to cure him while I was putting him on the horse.
If it is a bonus action, you would be able to. If it takes it's an action, not. Then no.
Okay. All right. There will be no curing this time. So, yeah. So, I'll jump down. I'll grab Lank. I'll throw him on the horse and jump on. And we will flee.
All righty.
Now is probably the wrong time to mention that Lank's pants are just as slippery as Will's. And he lands on the horse and slides right over and off the other side.
These damn things off. Throw his pants on Gollum's head and make a break for it.
It's always the wrong time to mention that. to clarify, please edit in that conversation here once again.
This episode is going to be 4.5 hours long.
So everybody's piled up on Steed. By everybody, I mean Bathwack, Lank, and Rafina. Okay. And not the cat.
Oh.
Will you stop rubbing it in?
It's okay, you have a bottle of cat now.
Yeah, you're never going to get that out if you keep rubbing it in.
Oh my god. Oh. I'll punch him in the butthole for you.
Thank you. Aim well. Aim well.
Abby's classic move. All right. So, Bathwack, lead the charge. Where is Steed taking you all?
I mean, as fast as we can, let's try to pull up past Esmeralda, but I don't want to go all the way out into the blizzard quite yet.
All right. As you ride by, Lanka smacks Steed on the butt just to get him to go a little faster. All right.
I do.
No, you mean Nick.
Oh, Nick. Wrong four-letter name person. There's too many of them. All right. And then it is Nick's turn. And he is going to... follow you. He's going to say, wait up, guys! I'm coming! And he is going to beat feet, as they say.
As you say.
As they say. It's the royal they. Alright. Out the door. So, as Nick crosses the threshold of the Clamber Tamblin.
It's just getting worse and worse.
I would say maybe 3 seconds later, you all hear, basically it seems like it's emanating from the entrance to the temple. You hear what sounds like a whisper, but you can hear it perfectly clear. So it's not loud, but you hear this whisper coming from that direction, it feels like. You shouldn't be able to hear this with the storm and everything. Mm-hmm. You all hear this. It sounds like a cacophony of voices. Mm. It sounds like just a jumble of voices, but they're all whispering the same thing. And you're able to pick it out. It says, and it whispers, "This is your last chance. Pray that one of them works out for you."
What?
Everybody give me just a straight intelligence check.
Ooh, I got a 16.
Two.
I'm going to use one of my luck points.
Oh, and I guess, yeah, Lank doesn't get to because he's unconscious.
Lank is not with us at the moment.
No, he's not listening.
14.
Okay. Rafina and Will.
Yes!
You are able to recognize from your experience there, deep within the Clamber Tamblin, that the voices, it sounds like from the ones at least you heard, as a mix of the different entities that you communed with within. You can pick out some of the more notable ones. Mm-mm. I would
Even the guys in the sarcophagi?
That's exactly what I'm speaking of.
Oh, okay, not the skeletons or anything. Okay.
Okay.
The sarcophagi.
This is your last chance.
This is your last chance. Pray that one of them works out for you.
Do I roll to know what the fuck that means?
I wonder if that means that your powers won't work outside the temple. Though I guess you're kind of outside the temple.
Well, Bethak has no comment, but
I think... really hope our powers work outside the temple. Otherwise, this is going to be a real pain in the ass.
But I think, well, that one of them, like maybe it means our last chance to take more.
Yeah, that was also a possibility. But how the hell can we if we are...
Right.
Obviously we're about to be killed.
Right.
And then everybody give me an insight check. Except for Lang.
Ooh, 17. 18.
14. Mm-hmm. Plus 6.
Whoa.
Nice.
3.
The Twitter feed's gonna say, anyone checking Bathwax roll?
Yeah, that's right. I'm picking really low ones for a few episodes so that I can just be like, look, 20, 20.
No one will ever notice. It's fine.
That's amazing.
Keep that nice bell curve. All right. Rafina and Will. You both notice that Esmeralda seems visibly shaken at this point, like more so than when you just run out. You think it might be like a response to what you just heard.
What? What does that mean?
Esmeralda, what's wrong?
Right.
I don't know. It just sounds... It sounds bad.
That's all you got?
What does that mean? What do you mean it sounds bad?
I don't know what it means! And as she's kind of stuttering, you all hear a sharp crack. Not like a whip crack.
Okay.
More like a huge, like, boulder just snapping in half.
Mm.
Like, from whatever would cause that. Not an explosion, just like what that would... like a granite boulder just rending in half. And the front of the temple, what was once this grand entrance to the aforementioned Clamber Tamblin, is now just a ruined heap of rubble. Like, you don't see it happen, it just is.
Wow. Whoa, really? Like, maybe it always had been and it was an illusion that we even went inside.
Maybe.
It's still there, isn't it?
Is the cat still flat?
Yeah. If you still have it, then yes.
Then it really happened. Well, that was a major distraction, guys. Everyone got out, right? Rufina's counting people from the back of the... Are we, like, actively trotting away?
I don't know.
I'm just standing at the fire. I have a fire.
That's right, you're at the bonfire.
Lank, give me a death saving throw.
A death saving throw you shall have. Now, okay, the whole reason that Bathwack was talking about, or Rufina was mentioning that Bathwack was checking his dice rolls is because I was accused of not checking mine. And not 5 months later, I'm sure.
Yeah, 5 months later, exactly.
Yeah.
First question, how do you roll a death saving throw?
It's very easy. You roll a d20.
Yeah.
You roll a d20. Well, yes. Then here is...
But
D20.
I'm not so fast.
Tilt this down.
Not so fast, he said.
Put your pants back on.
That is an 18 here. Look, dragging it down. I can't. Where the fuck there?
We can't see it at all. Wait, okay,
it's 18.
Wait,
yes, it is.
Now you get to add +1 from the Beacon of Argenvost.
Yeah. Yay, 19.
And then you get to add some more.
Oh, does your stuff apply to death saving throws?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Another +6.
I think it was Photoshop, wow. Guys.
25.
All right. You die immediately.
Oh, no!
That's a success.
Thanks, Bathwack.
They're done modulo 25. You rolled a 1. All right.
Okay. So yes, Lank succeeds on his first death saving throw.
Let's wait and see what happens, guys.
Well, are we still in initiative?
Not really.
So can I just heal him then?
Yeah.
Please, thank you.
Sure.
I am looking coldly on because I am angry with Lank, but also I have to accept it because it's part of the job, but I'm still mad.
As does anyone else need healing? I say crabbily because my cat...
Everyone.
Yeah,
everyone's pretty much dead.
All right, we're going to do mass healing word. I really want Rufina to suddenly start swearing a lot because the cat is dead and sort of like take that on.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can do that. I'm just not good at it.
Just point at me and I'll just say a swear word anytime you need to.
Lank was dying. Like, Lank and Kitty were the two targets, and Lank was unconscious and dying when Kitty died, so maybe that spirit went into him and he can swear a little bit more.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to heal you, Link, but only if you swear all the time.
It's like a Freaky Friday situation.
All right, I'm mass healing word, and that word is litter box.
Aww.
Litter box!
I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what she said. Can I tell? Would I notice?
Right, we're in a blizzard. I don't think we could even hear it.
Yeah.
Also, right. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm using this as a third level spell, which means that, okay. Hit points equal to 1d4 plus my spell casting. You guys better appreciate the fact that I'm going to use my d4 for you.
Yep. She says it like she's doing us a favor when she uses her D4.
No, it's just such a pain. Okay.
We know.
So wisdom is +4. All right, so 2 + 4 = 6.
And that, what, everybody gets that? Or up to a certain number of people get that?
This says up to 6 creatures of my choice, so everybody who needs it.
Okay.
It's not a whole lot, is it? Sorry, guys.
It's
I think
six.
That could be everybody, right? Including Esmeralda? Not Bernard?
Bernard doesn't need it, does he?
And not Steed?
No, Steed's okay. How much was it?
Six.
All All right. That doubles Nick's hit points.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And, Lank, you are awake.
With six hit points.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Lying across the butt of Steed.
Ugh.
Actually, I don't know where he put you. But he put you on the butt. I'm the DM.
We're in a roaring blizzard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be in a lot of pain. So...
You know, though, can... Lank, can you see in this?
Because he can see...
Lank's eyes are still shut. His eyes are not still shut.
Lank's eyes are still not there.
Lank's eyes... Eye sockets are filling up with snow. He's like, wait, and puts two little stones in so it looks like he has pupils.
Oh, I was thinking more it's like you've got two built-in Snoopy snow cone makers.
Oh, gross.
Anyway, does my new true vision help me out in this?
No, you can't see through actual real physical obstructions. So you are instantly able to tell this is not a magical illusion of a snowstorm. It is real flakes of snow obscuring your vision. So
Lank sort of groans out, I can't see anything but the snow.
Right.
Esmeralda, do you know this area at all?
How far are we from our tower? I truly can't remember.
Hours.
Hours.
And that was in better weather.
Yeah.
Can everybody give me a perception check?
Okay. Six.
18.
Five.
20.
Hooray! Wait a second.
Man, if you hadn't rolled so shittily earlier, I'd be suspicious.
Is it actually 20?
Yeah, it's actually
20. All right.
It's not natural, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Rafina and Bathwack, in the distance, sort of the back the way you would have come from, the path that leads to the temple, you see some sort of dark shape.
Oh, no.
In the distance. I would say maybe... It's hard to judge the distance, but based on how far you can actually see in the snow, it's got to be no more than 30 feet away.
Oh my god.
30 feet away.
30 to 40 feet away, maybe.
That's really close.
Hmm.
I really hope that no one makes me talk because I'm still really mad.
Does she say that out loud?
Yeah, well... Yeah, actually, she will say that out loud.
Why are you
guys
mad?
I see something in the distance, and it's about 30 feet away, but I'm mad, so don't talk to me.
And Will is confused. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
What happened?
What?
It's a dark form. Just look over there and leave me alone.
That's scary. Whenever Rafina is mad, it's like it makes Will a little nervous. Do we want... Do we want to go and try to ignore the figure and make a shelter? Like, assuming that we have set up shelters before, we have some of us might have tents or whatever, but like, I see a little alcove over there, or we had before it was crazy snow. I remember wanting to go and look, and I don't know if I actually went and looked, or maybe that's why it's unblocked.
Probably.
But there's this thing over here. Maybe we could put shelter up against this wall, and it's not right by the entrance of the Amber Temple. Maybe we can go over there. I can set a fire. We can hunker down for a little bit, because I don't think we're going anywhere right now. No?
Whatever!
What do you think, Bathwack? Says Nick.
Oh.
Does it hurt to make a decision?
I think, well, I don't think there are very many good places to make a shelter here.
Right. And I will say the shape you see in the distance, it doesn't look like a creature. Hmm. It's maybe like, I'm trying to think, like 8 feet high and like much wider.
Oh.
It's moving?
It's not moving.
A monster truck?
A monster truck.
I'm sorry, did you say it is or is not?
It is not moving, that you can tell.
Oh, I thought it was. Well, maybe it's a mobile home, but it's not moving.
I don't know. Why don't we go down and explore? I mean, it's not moving.
At least get somewhere low enough to try to get out of the wind.
I'm already frozen. That's my problem. I've been frozen this whole time, so I'm like,
You're wearing such insensible clothing, Will.
Lank is going to very slowly but purposefully pull himself up to a sitting position and then slide off of Steed. And you all huddle together. Like, everybody get close. I know you don't want to, Will, but get close, stay warm. One of my gifts that I received from the sarcophagi, this no longer bothers me. I actually love the cold. So I'm going to go look for shelter, somewhere that we could shelter, that those of you who are still sensitive to cold will be okay.
I think you shouldn't go alone.
You're a turtle, you're cold-blooded, yes. Cold-blooded creatures can't regulate their temperature well in cold weather. I don't know your physiology. You may not actually be cold-blooded, but I feel like you're sort of... You'd be better off staying here and trying to keep warm.
This episode brought to you by the latest installment of Planet Earth 3.
I mean, I have a fire still burning, so people can gather around it. Will is not in a position to argue because he's so fucking cold.
Yeah, he'll see it later. His eyes are frozen.
Right, exactly. Yep.
I won't go far. But for me, this is now fine. The only problem is that I'm in pain, but you know, I'm okay, and the cold doesn't bother me. So let me go do a little exploring.
Okay.
Wait, so are you just in pain because your hit points are low? I must have missed something.
Yeah, I got smashed by the amber golem.
Yeah.
All right, so Greg Lank's going to go off and look for shelter.
Yeah, I really feel uncomfortable with him going alone.
All right.
Wait, are you going toward the thing that we found?
Oh, here's an idea. Because it is a whiteout, and even though I have no problem with cold, I can't see. I have my 50 feet of rope. I could give one end to Bathwack, and I'll hold on to the other end so that I can get back.
Smart.
All right. It sounds like you'd really rather I stay here, so I'll do that.
Well, yeah, I want everyone to stay. Well, you know, I got these gifts. I may as well put them to good use. This is walking weather for me now. So which direction did you say the form is?
On the map is south.
South.
Away from the temple.
Lank heads due south.
All right. As you approach, the figure resolves itself, and it is a hulking ebony black carriage that's sitting atop the snow.
What?
Does it look like it's... Like, is it completely, the wheel, there's no sinking into the snow whatsoever. It's, like, on top.
Correct.
So it just got here? Is it a snowplow carriage?
Are there any tracks that indicate that it just arrived, that there's any disturbance around it?
You don't see any tracks in the snow.
Okay, this is...
The other notable thing about it is it's being drawn by a horse that you recognize.
Oh, is it the flame horse?
It is.
Ooh. No.
Wait, the flame horse?
Like Strahd's horse.
Yes.
The cephalopod.
The cephalopod.
That's not a good thing. Has the horse noticed me?
It doesn't seem to at least show any that it has taken any notice in you.
Well, this presents an interesting problem. Lank is going to go up and try to listen, acknowledging that there's a blizzard on, like put one hand over his one ear and try to listen at the carriage and see if he can hear anything going on inside. Like, can he hear somebody?
Right.
Is it empty? Can he tell? That sort of thing.
Once you get about 10 feet away, the door nearest you cracks open and a pale hand slips out.
Ooh.
And it is holding something white.
Uh-oh.
I will approach.
All right. You see it is holding an envelope.
Ooh.
feeling adventurous, I will take the envelope.
Okay. All right. You take the envelope. The hand slips back inside.
Wait, he takes it from 10 feet away?
I'm assuming he moves 10 feet closer.
One of my gifts is now I have the Force. Yeah,
but just with
I envelopes. Thought maybe you had go-go gadget arms.
Yeah, just with envelopes. It wasn't mentioned because we thought it would sound kind of dumb, but, you know.
Saying it out
5
loud,
minutes out,
you
I get to use
confidence.
It.
You take the envelope. The hand slips back inside. And the door swings open wide.
What?
Door swings open wide.
Mm-hmm. Swings wide open. It's probably a more...
Well, I knew what you meant. It was more I was trying to think of how would I react to that. Okay, can I see inside?
Yeah.
Is there... Who does the hand belong to?
You don't see anybody inside.
Oh,
whoa.
God. Okay. I'm going to peek my head in and see if there's somebody, like, hiding behind the door.
From initial inspection, you don't see anything offhand. Like, you don't see any sign of anybody. It's very well-appointed inside. Plush seating, and it's very spacious. There'd be plenty of room for all of you. Maybe not Steed. Or the bear. And you also notice that it seems very warm inside.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring it would. I'm going to, using the carriage as a shelter, since, you know, whiteout conditions, read the note, the envelope, okay. Whatever the envelope contains.
You break the seal of the envelope, and inside, in a sort of ornate script, you see a letter. And it says, "My friends, know that it is I who have brought you to this land, my home, and know that I alone can release you from it. I bid you dine at my castle so that we can meet in civilized surroundings. Your passage will be a safe one. I await your arrival. Your host, Strahd von Zarovich."
Okay. Lank is very, very torn, because... if he's considering two things, but he knows that if he doesn't get the party, they're likely all going to freeze to death. But he doesn't want them to get into the carriage. But he's going to, I guess, if Strahd probably wouldn't have gone through all that, and then Lank goes back to get the party, and then the character's gone with like a, ha ha, just kidding. You can freeze to death in the snow.
Well, we'll see. You're going to go back to the party, and we'll see what Lank says. When you go back, maybe it'll be there. Maybe it'll be somebody...
That's why Lank is very... He doesn't want anyone to die. From the cold. He also doesn't want anybody to die from Strahd.
And he also doesn't want anyone to light a fire to keep warm.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows that if he... What's going through his head is he wants to get in the carriage by himself.
Mm.
And go to Strahd.
While we freeze to death.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like you have no other shelter. He can't save anyone by leaving you here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's going to look at the carriage, look at the horse. He's fond of animals, so he's sort of like, yeah, I'd like to pet this horse, but probably not.
Since it's on fire, isn't it?
Yeah,
on fire?
Not entirely. It's got a flaming mane and a flaming tail.
Just stay away from the head and butt.
Yeah.
And Lank will... He's conflicted, but he's going to go back to the party.
All right.
I should have told Bathwack that if I tugged on the rope, it meant everybody should come to me.
If only we had. Yeah.
Bathwack, suddenly the rope goes slack. You pull it back, and the end is just frayed. No, I'm... I thought of scenes like that as soon as you said that.
Mm-hmm.
So Lank's
going to... I'm going to tie the note to the rope and tug on it so that when he reels it in, he sees the note.
Lank's been transformed into paper!
We're that stupid.
Well, Lank's going to trudge back through the snow to the party. The snow's going to swirl around him, and he's going to ponder on what to do. It's only going to take him just a few moments to get back to the party, but he's so torn that it's going to feel like at least a week until he reaches them. And it's an infinity. An infinity? No. It is an interminable amount of time, or like I said, about 7 days. It feels like to decide what he's gonna do next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Well, yikes!
Well, that was great.
But I totally agree.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.